Welcome to Shor Machshava on Adaf. We're holding him in Nochas Daf Lamed. The Gemara quotes a same Gemara we have in Bobasha Daf Tisvov, and here's the Shir from there. The Gemara Amdala brings a discussion regarding the Shmoyne Psukim Shbatar, the last eight Psukim in the Torah. Who wrote it? Because it says over there, Vayomos Shom Moshe. How can Moshe Rabbeinu write Vayomos Shom Moshe when he's still alive? Isn't that a lie? It's a Dvar Sheker, as Mefarshim explained. So Rabbi Yehuda answers that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write it, Yeshua wrote it. Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees because it can't be that we don't have a full Sefer Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore says Rabbi Nechemiah, Ad kara kadosh baruch hu oimer u'moshe oimer v'koysev. Kadosh baruch hu says, Moshe repeats it and writes, Mikan v'heilach kadosh baruch hu oimer u'moshe koysev bedema. From here on, kadosh baruch hu says, and Moshe writes it, bedema poshe pshat, with tears. Seemingly the same Moshe Rabbeinu was crying while he was writing these words. And the obvious question that all the Mefarshim are bothered by, how do we answer the question? The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot write the words Vayomosha Moshe because it seems a lie. He's still alive. So why, if he's writing with tears, then it's okay? So there's several answers in Mahalchim here in the Sugya. We'll mention some of them. The first one is what the Maharsha already writes over here. And that's how Rabbi Yom Mizrahi writes in Chumash. That what it says the Moshe Rabbeinu is writing Bedema means the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the words of the Torah with tears. Instead of using ink, he used tears. The Maharsha compares it to what we saw in Maseches Gittin of writing with saliva, with roik. Meaning it's not a real ksav, it's not a real ksiva. Ksiva needs to be with ink. And this is Ein Oseh Roshim. And that's why it's loy michze kishikre klal, that's the Maharsha says. The Maharal in the Gurariya in Chumash brings the pshat to name of Rabbi Mizrahi. And he asks several questions on it. One question is, but the Gemara just said you need to have a full Sefer Torah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is writing the last eight psukim with dema, with tears, so again, once again, you don't have a full Sefer Torah. So how do we solve the problem the Gemara mentioned? So says the Maharal, both there in the Gurariya and also here in the Chedush HaGadol, says the Maharal, Moshe Rabbeinu was writing while he was crying. And why that solves the problem? Says the Maharal, a big story that he brings in a few other places, that crying is a form of death. Crying is when a person loses some of his livelihood. He's not alive so much. He's crying at this moment. It's taking away the koyach of the guf. It's part of Misa. The Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal used to famously say in the Shiurim and Tisha B'Av, the Loshen B'chiyah is Loshen Nevuchim Hem Ba'aretz. B'chiyah is when a person is confused, he lost his way. He doesn't know what to do with himself. That means a person is not fully alive. So says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these words when he was crying. See, he wasn't fully alive. So that's why it's not a sheker to say Vayom HaShemoshe, there was a little bit of a misa over here. A third and beautiful pshat that's brought down in many of the Mefarshim. And what's so special about this pshat, that it's brought down fully, both in the name of the Baal Shem Tov and the name of the Vilna Goyim. They're both saying the same mahalach, built in the same concept. The Baal Shem Tov is brought down on the Baal Shem Tov of HaTorah and Parshas Vayis HaBracho. And the Vilna Gaon is brought in a few places. One of them is in the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu, also a Parsha Vazoyis HaBracha. And they both start with the following question. We know that Torah was written 2,000 years before the world was created. How can it be that the Torah writes there all the stories that happen, including all the sins, all the chatoim, that each person did, including all the Marishon and Am Yisrael in the Midbar, before it happened? If it's already written, so mamash, a person has no bechira, has no free will. How can it be that the Torah has all that before the Torah came to the world? So he explains about Baal Shem Tov and the Gro, that the pshat is that the Torah is the letters of the Torah. There's different ways to combine the letters. The Torah in Shemaim is letters of the Torah, but it doesn't appear in the words that we see today. This connects with what the Ramban says, beginning of Chumash, the Kol HaTorah Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The letters of the Torah, if you rearrange them, they're all names of Hashem. But when they come down to the world, they appear in a way that we understand them, the way we can connect them, the way it looks in our Torah today. So say the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra, before the Torah came to the world, there was a bunch of letters, but it was not combined together to words. And depends on what people will do down the world, that's how the letters will be combined. That's how the scramble of letters will turn into words. Depends on what happens over here. Depends on the Bechira of Bnei Adam. So Yimele, that's the Pshat here by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last 8 Psukim of the Torah, were written in letters only without separating the words. And that's what it means, Moshe Koisev Bedema. Dema is Loshen Dimua, mixture. When you have Truma that mixes with Chulin, it's called Dimua. It mixes together. You have all the letters mixed together, meaning with no order of words. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the letters, because Bobo told him, write these and these letters. But he did not know how to separate them into words yet. He did not know what's the order and what are these words are saying. Only once Moshe Rabbeinu died, then came Yeshua and showed us how to read these letters that were put down in the Torah. And Yimele comes out there, Yehuda and Nechemiah are not really arguing. They both are saying the same shot. Yeshua is the one who wrote for us the last 8 psukim, but Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it first, but only letters. Bedimua, mixture of letters. And according to this, it's very gishmak Loshon HaGemara. That Adkan, until here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and Moshe Rabbeinu said and wrote. From here on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and Moshe just wrote Bedema. Why didn't he say? Why didn't he repeat? According to this chat, it's very gewaldic. Because he couldn't say it, because it's only letters. You can't verbalize letters. So he just wrote it without saying it. A nifodik pshat, b'gdoy lehantoyers. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, to please email shomachshava@gmail.com.